2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
So Broadway's Zach is the highest draft pick in BYU history.
With the second pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Great moment for the kid. Here in Utah, where this young man grew his roots under the watchful eyes of a loving mom and dad, the accolades poured in last night. BYU fans were beaming with pride, but do you have any idea what's waiting for him in New York? The media machine in New York City lives to grind up a young man with aspirations and turn his self-respect into dust. Jets fans spit when they hear the names of the hapless, hopeless quarterbacks who came before. Names you don't know, but they'll never forget. Meantime, it was all smiles last night. Zach had this contagious grin as he talked about the future.
Jets fans, I'm so excited to be your new quarterback. I'm going to give you guys everything I have. It's going to be a special place, and I cannot wait to get to work.
We're all so happy for him. But let's take a look at what they're saying in New York today. Here, two headlines in the New York Post. First, this. Quote, Zach Wilson's mom, the real breakout star of the NFL draft. The article is attractive pictures of Zach's mom, her blonde hair flowing. The other headline, quote, meet the girlfriend of Jets quarterback Zach Wilson. And there's Abby Giles, her blonde hair flowing. Not a word on the front page about Zach Wilson throwing footballs. Not a word. So as a former New Yorker, I offer this. Let's hope the rest of the New York Jets catch those footballs. And the New York media will be eating out of Zach's $18 million hand.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.